all just get along.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Aristotle once said man is by nature a political animal, and that's become very apparent this morning. White House talks have reportedly broken down between Democratic and Republican leaders. They had come together yesterday in the hopes of hammering out a $700 billion economic bailout for financial markets. Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis with our very own Steve Henn, who walks us through yesterday's wild ride.
1 p.m. Eastern. It looks like a deal. Then, a House Republican leader begins circulating a dramatically different set of ideas. The Republican plan is floated by Congressman Eric Cantor, a close ally of John McCain.
It is a plan that allows for the taxpayers who did nothing wrong to be able to continue to look to their retirements, to look to their college savings plan without having to pay this tremendous price to affect this recovery.
This plan offers federal insurance to private corporations that agree to buy up bad debt. 4 p.m. House Republican leaders spring this proposal at the White House. Consensus on the bailout falls apart. Chaos ensues. Shortly after 5, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson begs Speaker Pelosi to press ahead on bended knee. 6 p.m. Congressional leaders hit the cable talk shows to call each other names. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The stakes for lawmakers have gotten even higher today. Washington Mutual failed last night. Federal regulators seized the bank and sold it to J.P. Morgan for just under $2 billion. Thought we'd run this by Marketplace Money's Tess Vigeland. Tess, biggest bank failure in U.S. history, but not exactly a surprise.
No, Stacey. Unfortunately, we're living in an era where the near collapse and almost dead of night takeover of the country's largest savings and loan is not a big surprise. But I think what probably is something of a surprise here is that this is not going to require the takeover by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. So now it is J.P. Morgan to the rescue. And, gee, that's becoming a familiar story, isn't it? You know, first Bear Stearns and now Washington Mutual.
Unfortunately, yes. What exactly is the FDIC's role in this private takeover?
Yeah, it's an interesting way to do it. Basically, the Office of Thrift Supervision, which oversees the banks, it closed WaMu yesterday and handed it over to the FDIC. And then J.P. Morgan was kind of waiting in the wings to buy big chunks of it.
Why would J.P. Morgan want to buy WaMu right now? It sounds like it took quite a bit of convincing by the FDIC over the last few days to get the deal done.
Yeah, the FDIC was desperate to find a buyer because there was actually concern out there that if the agency had to take over WaMu, that the FDIC's budget would take a severe whack. As for why J.P. Morgan might think this was a good idea, you know, even though customers have been running away from WaMu for the past 2 weeks, it still has more than $300 billion in assets. Of course, it's also got loads of nasty mortgage debt, but at this point, I think it's willing to gamble that it's going to be able to handle all that debt, and, you know, maybe Congress and the White House will take all that debt over anyway in a bailout package.
Now, this isn't the first time, though, that J.P. Morgan has made an overture to WaMu.
No, actually, they did make an offer back in April for, I think it was about $8 a share, and WaMu spurned that offer, saying, you know, no, we can handle it ourselves.
Well, Tess, what does this mean for customers of Washington Mutual and for shareholders?
Well, for customers, it's not really going to change anything. J.P. Morgan will just absorb WaMu's customer base. For shareholders, it's not that easy. In fact, they are pretty much going to be wiped out.
Well, at least it's Friday, right?
It is Friday. TGIF, Stacey.
Tess Vigeland hosts our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Tess, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Markets are none too happy about all that uncertainty this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.8%, but the WaMu failure and news of gridlock in Washington has Europe singing the blues today. London's FTSE and Germany's DAX both down about 1.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at Medtronic.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. And by Constant Contact, Dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Our current economic debacle hasn't been bad news for everyone. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart saw its highest ratings ever last week.
The big story continues to be economic meltdown. For anybody out there who's been living in a cave, let me just say this. Congratulations. You've apparently made the soundest real estate investment possible.
Thought we'd check in with our entertainment news guru, Mike Speier. Mike, The Daily Show is getting a ton of attention right now, and it seems to be getting pretty influential.
It's changing the way a lot of things are, kind of like the old Saturday Night Live when it was really game-changing.
Right. I mean, it really seems like the play that that show gets surpasses shows with far higher ratings.
Not only that, but regular network news. I mean, that network news had its bad run when everybody was complaining about the anchors or what they're showing, or does anyone watch network news anymore? But you know what? They are watching news and they're getting it from funny people.
And of course, The Daily Show and the Colbert Report have really pulled out all the stops for the financial crisis and, of course, the presidential election.
We've seen that from The Daily Show over the past 6 years, that while they're intelligent about their criticism, they still have criticism.
And they're not restricted by the facts.
Exactly.
Which is always nice.
Or by advertisers that really would take network TV to task a little bit more than they do with cable TV.
Speaking of which, Wall Street had gotten really involved in Hollywood, hedge funds and everything else in financing Hollywood, and that has totally dried up. What has happened to Hollywood? How are they getting money now?
Hollywood just keeps rolling along because in the end, the lure of Hollywood has always been there. And so just this past week, two huge deals went down. DreamWorks is getting basically bankrolled by an Indian company called Reliance for about $1.5 billion. The second deal, Universal, they've just re-upped their deal with a company called Relativity. So basically, they find ways to get money because people want to make movies.
Michael Speier is executive editor at Daily Variety. Mike, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.